Gamba grass is one of those weeds that does really well across tropical Australia and equally well in evading attempts to eradicate it. The grass grows 4 metres high and forms dense infestations. It chokes out native species and it also fuels hot fires. There have been small outbreaks in the Kimberley, but it is a much bigger problem across the border. And like viruses, grass does not recognise the borderline. Because of the remoteness of many weeds, technology rather than footwork is helping efforts to identify areas where gamba grass is growing. High-resolution satellite imagery is showing scientists exactly where and how green the gamba grass is. A team from CSIRO, Charles Darwin University and University of Western Australia have been watching gamba from space. Dr. Sean Levick is from Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO. He's a principal research scientist. And Dr. Levick is in Mataranka in the Northern Territory doing field work today. Hello.
Good morning.
How does gamba show up in satellite images, Dr. Levick?
Well, Vanessa, we have some great technology available to us these days, but like any image, we're really just looking at the reflection of sunlight. So different plants, different materials absorb and reflect sunlight differently. And gamba has its own unique signature, just like a fingerprint. But in order to see that signature, we need to make use of different parts of what we call the electromagnetic spectrum. That's the range of energy that gets reflected by the sun.
So if you were looking for the signature of gamba grass in these images, what would you see?
So you'd see a distinct curve that's different to the native grasses, because gamba, as you mentioned, is a very large grass, very green, so different concentrations of chlorophyll, for example. And the one interesting thing is that gamba tends to stay green longer into the dry season. So it's not just a spectral signature, but also a temporal signature. So looking at reflectance values, not just at one point in time, but over time as well.
I'm guessing this is not like a standard photograph. If I went out and took a photo of a football oval or a lawn or a patch of bush, I would have a traditional looking image, wouldn't I? But you're looking at something quite different.
That's right. What you would take with a normal camera would just be three bands of light, red, green and blue. But the type of satellite that we commissioned for this work is a multi-spectral satellite with 16 bands. So that's 16 different channels. And we see in the visible spectrum, but this type of imaging goes into the near-infrared and the shortwave infrared. So it can really detect substances that we just can't see with the naked eye.
And Sean, carry on.
Sorry, what we did was that we used different combinations looking at the ratio of these different bands to help distinguish gamba from some of the native sorghums, which, when they're vibrant and green, can look very similar.
How useful has this technology been then in finding patches of gamba?
So this is the start of a much broader project, and we're lucky to have funding from the National Environmental Science Program, the NESP Northern Hub, and working with the University of Western Australia, Sam Setterfield, Charles Darwin University, Nat Rosseter-Ratcher, we are building up to being able to map gamba over much larger areas. But for this study, we focused on areas of known gamba infestation around Bachelor in the NT, and we're using that to develop the signatures for what gamba looks like from space. And the next part of our project now is to upscale that to open access imagery, which is available across the whole globe at the moment. But our focus will obviously be Northern Australia, including parts of the Kimberley.
It's going to be quite useful, isn't it, when you can't necessarily access a lot of areas easily on foot?
That's right. And that's the real power of this, is being able to monitor our ecosystems remotely. And in this case, we're focusing on gamba, but the power of remote sensing and machine learning technology is that we can start doing this for other weeds and other attributes of ecosystems that we want to monitor but just can't get to in the field.
Are you excited about this, Sean? You probably have done a lot of research projects over the years. What's your sense of the value of this kind of work?
Well, I am very excited because we're just seeing such an amazing explosion in space in terms of available satellites and technology. And increasingly, we have the information at our fingertips. We can now monitor the health of our ecosystems more readily. And that's really the key to fighting some of these invasions, but also for protecting our unique biodiversity that we have here.
It's been good to speak with you. Thanks for giving us an update on how technology is helping the fight against the gamba grass.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Dr. Sean Levick, he's a principal research scientist at CSIRO, and all that data helping find out where gamba grass is located. And it's a team from CSIRO, Charles Darwin Uni and the University of Western Australia that have got this high-resolution satellite imagery that identifies quite clearly in the data where a patch of gamba grass is located.